AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Florida will launch its own investigation into the apparent assassination attempt on Donald Trump in Palm Beach. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Ryan Routh was charged with federal gun crimes yesterday. Governor Ron DeSantis says Florida prosecutors will run their own investigation, saying the state has jurisdiction over the most serious offense,
which is attempted murder.
And he wants to make sure Routh is held fully accountable.
We have a strong interest in the state of Florida of bringing this suspect to justice to the fullest extent of the law.
More federal charges are also possible as Attorney General Merrick Garland's Justice Department seeks a grand jury indictment.
We will spare no resource in this investigation.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Vice President Kamala Harris is speaking to the National Association of Black Journalists in Philadelphia.
But I offer a new generation of leadership for our country that is about, in particular, turning the page on an era that sadly has shown us attempts by some to incite fear, to create division in our country.
John Diddy Combs has pleaded not guilty to racketeering, conspiracy, and sex trafficking charges in New York. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams says Combs' security and household staff, as well as operators high up in the music industry, were complicit. He spoke about sexual performances dubbed freak-offs.
When the hotel rooms got damaged, they helped clean it up. They arranged for victims and commercial sex workers to travel for the freak-offs, and they delivered large quantities of cash to Combs to pay for the commercial sex workers.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says he'll move ahead with a temporary spending bill that would prevent a partial government shutdown when the new budget year begins on October 1st, despite the headwinds that prompted him to pull the bill from consideration. This is AP News. A court appearance in connection with a California fire.
The Southern California man charged with starting the Line fire near Los Angeles has pled not guilty. Authorities say Justin Wayne Halstenberg, a delivery driver from Norco, attempted to start three fires within an hour on September 5th. Two were extinguished by firefighters and a Good Samaritan. The third became the Line fire, which has charred 61 square miles and forced the evacuation of thousands of homes and injured four firefighters. Online court records show Halstenberg entered the plea from jail in a video arraignment and was denied bail. I'm Julie Walker.
SpaceX is facing more than $600,000 in fines for alleged safety violations during two Florida launches last year. The FAA says during a satellite launch, SpaceX used a new launch control room without prior approval. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.